your girl, Precious Williams, and I am the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and I want to welcome you to Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master. So glad that you're here with me today, and today, you know, like every Sunday, we're going in. Now, as you all know, I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. I am a serial entrepreneur, an international professional speaker, and I love teaching on all things pitching, speaking, and everything like that. And so why did you listen to me? Why did you come to the Killer Pitch Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master show? Well, today, let's get into it. We're going to talk about hashtag true tea, lies the speaking industry greats tell. Now, why is that important? And what do I even have the authority to really speak on such a topic? Yes, I do. I want to share with you that speaking, this is my industry. This is my field. And I take it seriously. And I want people who come in to take it seriously too. Maybe not as serious as I do, but to know that everybody can't do this. Everybody can't get paid. Everybody, and yeah, I said now everybody can. Because some people aren't serious. And I'm serious as cancer about this. I'm serious. I'm serious about coming from poverty and being where I am today. And I work to get here. I'm not mediocre and neither are you. So you can listen to some of these people giving you this mediocre BS. Or you can be like, yo, I'm about to go all in. So I want to know in the comments, y'all ready? Because we can still go forward. I think I got three more to go and we going in, okay? Let me see for my peeps. And don't forget, if you really want to take my pitch quiz, it's a free. What's your power pitch? What's your next power pitch play? Go to www.pitchingforprofit.com. And let me know in the comments if you're ready for the last three and then we going in, okay? Okay. Lonnie says, ready. Boom, what a title. Thank you, Lonnie. You like the title? Tell me why. What's in it for me? Everybody wants something. I do. Darling, the universe pays in green grass, green leaves. Totally aware. Pitching for profit that time. Thank you, Lonnie. Alexandros, everyone wants world peace. My pitch sells itself. Hashtag the second renaissance. Alexandros, a true epistemological rupture. Happy birthday. Thank you. Jack Beavers. My girl Precious needs to become a speaking coach because I've been following her since I started on LinkedIn. She's a real deal. I am a speaking coach, darling. Yakov, great. This is awesome, Precious. I'm so glad you're here, Yakov. Patricia, thank you for putting it, pitchingforprofit.com. Thank you, Patricia. So glad you're here. Correct. Okay. Lonnie, 100%. You have to learn to sell from stage two. You better believe it. I'm telling you, y'all, like this, my phone does not do this all the time. I must be putting a fire under some people's belly because now they're starting to come in. Y'all know how they start to come in and make you feel like you can't be talking about things. So at the end of the day, yes, you have to learn how to sell from the stage, but you can sell virtually too. Am I right, Lonnie? I just have to put this on silent. I'm so sorry, y'all. Vibrate. Okay. You have to learn how to sell from the stage too. Yes. Barbara Washington, keep doing a great job. Barbara Washington, I'm so happy to see you. Y'all, Miss Washington has known me since I was probably 15, 16 years old. That's how long she's known me. So she's seen the trajectory of my career from speaking as a teenager to now being 42 years old and being an international professional speaker and just doing what I'm doing as a killer pitch master, as a corporate trainer, as a killer pitch master. So thank you, Miss Washington. And truly, the sky's the limit. Tina Williams, unapologetically bold. That's what we do, Tina. Tina said, I'm ready. Andrea Pomar, hello from Saskatchewan, Canada. Hey, Andrea, how are you? I'm coming to you from Brooklyn, New York, and you know I was just in Halifax, Nova Scotia in March of last year. So the year before I've been in Halifax, and then last year I was in Halifax on International Women's Day, and hopefully, you know, when the COVID dies out or dies down, I can come back to Canada. Chicken says, all eyes on you. Lonnie, how else are you going to get your course sold? You have to be, yes, and that's true. Also, Lonnie, you know, you hear people say, here's another thing. You have to have this big email list, right? And I know we hear it all the time. You have to have this big email list. Would y'all be surprised to know my email list isn't that big? No, and I'm keeping it a buck with y'all. It's not. I don't have 10,000 people. Matter of fact, I don't even have 5,000. So you're probably wondering, how am I in business? How do I sell digital courses? How do I get booked and busy and paid by some of the biggest companies in the world? How do I do that? What is my zone of genius? I'm the killer pitch master. I understand PR. I understand getting media attention with little to no budget. I understand how to do a lot of things very well when it comes to communication. So you can believe a lot that everything about you needs to be big. You have to have big Facebook follow, big Instagram, big TikTok, big And some of us just don't have that. But I need you to start where you are and blossom. Like, yeah, it's great that they have all of that, but you don't know if that's really converting, right? You can have all the biggest numbers in the world and it's not converting. So don't believe the lies. All right. Lonnie, great words of success, my friend. Thank you. Every appearance is a stage. You better get it, Lonnie. You better get it, Lonnie. Hold on. Is that everybody? Hold on. Let's make sure. Okay. So, all right. So let's get back to this. Wait. Okay. Here's another one. Number five. If you are in such and such as network or in that such and such as network, then everything about speaking will come easily. Oh, they just flow to you so easily. They just come out of the woodworks. Those $50,000 speaking gigs. I'm going to tell you that's a lie. You know it and I know it. It's a lie. I know it. You know it. If you're going to start getting opportunities like that just based on you purchasing one small item, it's not going to work. I promise you. You have to pay to play. And so if you got the kind of money, go for it. But if you don't, what are other ingenious ways that you can get your name out there? How do you get noticed by the big boys when they only really mess with people who are at their level? That's why I tell you, create your own lane. Really, how do you speak about yourself? Are you just a graphic designer? Are you a service-based professional? Do you only use the language that or terms of art in your profession? Break the mold. Why? Like when I tell you bad bitches and power pitches, that broke the mold for me because up until then, people were just like, oh, pitching, that's all you need for Shark Tank. No, you need pitching every day of your life. And I wanted to show how you use pitching in every, how you pitch every day. Because once you start to educate people on that they pitch every day, now they start to see how they really need you. Now they understand how you're able to book speaking gigs. Now they understand how you're able to get into a CEO's inbox without the going through every gatekeeper. Baby, this is serious. And I want you all to know that. This is very, very serious what we're talking about today. So again, we're going over #TrueT, the lies the speaking industry will tell you. And number six, everyone will say like, do this and that because they know each other, right? Like, so do this because she said it, do this. And we all love that feedback. We all love that sort of thing. But at the same time, does it really resonate with the message you're trying to get out? So I'm bad bitches and power pitches. I speak to unapologetic women. I speak to a certain segment of women. I don't speak for all women. So when you come out, the lie that they'll tell you is you can speak to everyone. My question is, do you really want to? Am I safe for television? I'm not safe for speaking to kids about what I'm teaching women who are 35 to 59. Who plays in the zone that you play in? If you want to learn how to write a children's book, you wouldn't come to me. If you want to learn how to be an HR professional, I'm not the one to seek. I can teach you how to get in there, but that's not me. My zone of genius is showing women how to get, how women entrepreneurs, speakers, corporate executives, Fortune 500 sales teams, how to really craft the message that attracts, and closes the deal. But if the person that you've been, you know, loving as a guru doesn't speak to the same market or doesn't teach you how to get into that particular market that you're in, it's a lie. Not everything is for everybody. So when you go to networking groups and say, hey, I want to work, I can work with everybody. That's a lie. You can't. If you sell lawn care, if you do that, you don't sell to everybody. So be very, very clear that when you're entering the speaking industry, and as you start to learn where you most resonate, who your clients are, you do the gap analysis, you make sure that, you know, your business is steady. One of the things you also start to learn is the thing that you think will be your best seller won't be. It'll be something else you didn't even expect. For me, when I started pitching, I just thought that, you know, people would just buy pitching. No. When I started talking about #rockstarconfidence, when I started talking about the building principles, the foundation of speaking, people started to understand. Because in order to pitch, they're like, I can't pitch if I don't know how to speak well, if I don't have the confidence to be able to do it. And I want you all to think about that. So let's go back to, if you really want to learn how to pitch, or if you really want to learn the basic foundations of how to really get out there, don't forget to take my free quiz, www.pitchingforprofit.com. You'll get a free customized report. Did you hear what I said? It's a free customized report that'll tell you how to move forward, whether you're launching a book, a business, a brand, a product, a service, whether you're just putting yourself out there. What should you be saying in your social media posts? How do you really want to create your own lane? And that's TrueT. And number six or seven, you belong on every platform. Every platform is where you should be as a speaker. So now the Clubhouse is big and everybody's talking about it. Everybody wants to send everybody invites. You should be there. my question goes back to, where are your people? And even if some of your people are on Clubhouse or any of these other platforms, where are the bulk of them? I don't have an Apple product, right? So I'm not on Clubhouse. Am I running around here scared, crying? No. I can't be everywhere, nor do I choose to be. And as my girl Kelly Charles Collins always says, you know, if you're exclusive, you're exclusive. Exclusive doesn't mean you need to be everywhere. You don't need to be at every pitch summit. I mean, you don't need to be at every summit. You don't need to be at everybody's online event. You don't need to be doing this challenge. You don't need, listen, life is too short and time is too sweet for you to be everywhere. So spend your time and your resources on the places where your people are or where you're hoping to develop a following. I do not spend all my time on Instagram. I do not spend all my time on Twitter. It's LinkedIn. Probably 90% is LinkedIn. The other one is Facebook. That's where my people are. And although Clubhouse is the place to be right now, and maybe I'll go on there. Right now, I choose not to. And that's okay, because remember, I'm a rule breaker. I'm a trailblazer and a visionary. I don't follow trends. I set them. And so if that's your type of personality, find the tribe that fits your vibe. And it can be anywhere. You don't have to feel like you have to be everywhere everybody wants you to be. Because remember, your clients may not be there. And not only that, if you don't want to be there, you don't have to be. Remember, you're creating your own business. And I think sometimes we forget that as we're watching all the gurus and the things that they have a lot of people working for them. If that's not where you are, then don't put yourself through the unnecessary thing of having to be everywhere. When people find you, that's like, even though I send out newsletters, most people respond to my video messages. And so had my coach and I said, hey, Precious, you're more dynamic in video than you are in written form. I would never know to send out bomb messages. And because I do that, people respond. I ask a question, I get like so many emails, responses back, and I love it. So do you want people to be engaged with you, or do you want to spend your time on everything? You don't have that kind of time. You're running a business. You're building your brand, your book, your product, or service. And so I want you to know that when hashtag true tea lies at the Speaking Grace will tell you, that you go through this and you see firsthand that not everything should resonate with you. Not everything's going to resonate with you. So you don't have to do everything that every speaking guru tells you. Sometimes think about that quote, I took the road less traveled, and that makes all the difference. So do you want to be average, random, or ordinary? Or do you want to be extraordinary? And let me ask that question of my esteemed audience. Do you want to be average, random, or ordinary? Or do you want to do the extraordinary? Because if you want to do the extraordinary, you can't do what everybody else is doing. I promise you.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
So let me talk to my esteemed guests and see what they're talking about. Okay, hold on, y'all. Okay. Lonnie Ray, you need to have an angle if you want to have an edge. Boom! Drop it, Lonnie. Jack Beavers, do you have some snippets of your speaking gigs on your website for people to view? Do you put some of your speaking gigs on YouTube for people to see? Yes, so on YouTube, I'm Precious L. Williams, and you can see some of my speaking gigs on my actual YouTube. I have so many videos, so you're going to have to look through and see some of them. And some of them I have unlisted because some people pay for that, pay for those kind of trainings. And so you'll see me, sometimes you'll see me speaking at different organizations. Also on Facebook, if you ever look back, like you'll see my, when I was at LinkedIn, you'll see me speaking at Federal Reserve Bank. So some of the things I have online, everything I don't post is online for everyone. Remember, sometimes you've got to remember you're exclusive. So everybody shouldn't see everything that you're doing or how you move in every way, right, Jack? Everybody shouldn't be able to see how you move. There's some things I do I can't put on social media. So when they hit, it's like, whoa, I didn't know that was even possible. So yes, so some things are on my YouTube, some things are on LinkedIn, some things are on, you know, my social media, but not everything. And I don't want everything I've ever done, because some things that people will do is they'll steal it and say it's theirs, and it's not. Lonnie says, grow rich in your niche. Hey, how about this? Lonnie, you can ignite your pitch to dominate your niche, and niches make you riches. Barbara, Martin Matthews turns 96 years old on February 16th, and I will be 66 years old on March 16th. Send me an autographed book. My address can be. I got you, Miss Washington. Now, Miss Washington, the name of the books are Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. I promise you, that's probably the only thing you're gonna read in there. That's probably gonna make you clutch your pearls, but they're great business books. So I'll go in tea bags and I'll get your address, and I'll send you my book, and I'll also send you my workbook. Thank you so much. 66, you gone, girl. Look at you looking all cute. Kelly, I belong everywhere I am, but I don't belong everywhere. But I do believe you belong in Clubhouse. See, my girl's always gonna keep coming. Kelly, I love you. Jack Beavers, can someone invite me to Clubhouse, please? Kelly, that's so extra. You know I am. Stand out with your brand out. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So anyway, everyone, if you like this particular episode, hashtag True Tea, lots of the speaking to Grace Tell, please come back every Sunday. I go over, we cover pitching tactics, tips, and techniques. We also talk about communication skills. We also talk about speaking, how to get booked, busy, and paid. But we also, you know, talk with our esteemed guests, because they often offer such great and insightful advice. You can hear a lot of different things, and it only takes that one person that's really going to set it off. So if you enjoyed today, please like, comment, and share it with your network. Put the person's name in the comments and why they should listen. And don't forget to take my free quiz, which is www.pitchingforprofit.com. If you want to learn more about, you know, I have a training called Pitch Lab. So the Pitch Lab series is $97 on inclusion.co. And it's a 5-part training series that shows you how to, like, if you've been struggling with your sales, if you've been struggling with your pitching, you can go and check out my 5-part video training series and really learn how to pitch slap your pitch and your speaking opportunities. Okay. And finally, there is a free event happening from January 25th to the 29th. It's called the Win 2020 Challenge. And it's going to have a variety of great speakers who are not just talking the same noise you keep hearing. Oh, no. It's going to be a free event. It's for 5 days. You can get registered for free at www.win2021challenge.com. And you can just sign up for free and you'll get all the recordings for free and everything like that. We'd love to see you in the room. And if you can't make it, you just get the recordings, okay? Again, my name is Precious Williams. I am the Killer Pitch Master. I'm so delighted to come to you every weekend, every Sunday, with a new perspective on the speaking industry, on communications, on coaching, on consulting. Does anyone have any questions before I go? Again, every Sunday is something new. It's something juicy for you to dip your toe into and to understand that there are some of us who really teach and train, and there are some of us who just regurgitate information. I don't regurgitate, and I don't have to. So I want you all to create your own lane. I want you to ignite your pitch to dominate your niche. I would love for you to take my free pitching quiz. Also, I have a pitch slap, which is training for getting your pitches together and to get your sales together. And then there's my free event, which is the win2021challenge.com. And finally, let me ask this question. I'm thinking about creating merchandise for Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, and also for Pitch Please, for Pitch Slap, and for Perfect Pitches by Precious. If you're interested in merchandise, tell me what type of merchandise are you interested in. Cups, mugs, t-shirts, lapel pins, brooches, jewelry. Let me know what you're interested in, and we'll see what we put together, but I really want to see if there's interest. So many people have been asking me, but I definitely want to know from my LinkedIn family, what are some of the things that you would be delighted to see, like some merch from me from? Remember, we do Pitch Slap, and that's going to be my conference coming up in September 2021. We do Pitch Please, and then, you know, we do a lot of great and crazy things, and we're unapologetically us at all times, and I love, love, love you all. Let me see what my crew is saying. Okay, let's see. I can't wait. I'm registered. I can't with you. Oh, do it. I'll buy everything. All that and more. See, I can't with you. Tina, I love you. Hi, great to see. Hey, Dr. Denise, how are you, love? Let's see. Okay. Crew next. Great. Oh, wait. Bravo. Great value. You rock. Andrea, crew next to say, Pitch Slap. Pitch Slap. Yes. Lonnie, great to have you here. Jack Beard. Be you on purpose all day, every day. If you all love being here, thank you so much. I always take more than 30 minutes now. Okay, 48 minutes of your time. Thank you all so much. When I get finished with these, I usually send them over to my YouTube, and that'll show up on tomorrow. So if you like this session, please like, comment, and share it with your others. Please take my quiz. And just show up every Sunday. Come with some questions because I do answer. I do like to make it interactive, even though it's StreamYard. And I definitely want you all to take something every Sunday into your new week. I love you all. I thank you all for sharing your love with me and everything. Lonnie says, I can help you do merchandise. Thank you, Lonnie. Hit me up. Tina, shirts, jewelry, cup, socks. That's what I'm talking about. Martha said, a pin, please. Thank you, Martha. And Martha, thank you for coming earlier this week with me, too. I definitely was glad you were there. Tina says, calendar. Thank you all. I love you all. This is your girl, Precious Williams. You're with the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show, which is live every Sunday on LinkedIn on Sundays. I'm so glad to have you. I'm also the CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and I teach the art and the science of the killer elevator pitch, media pitch, investor pitch, speaker pitch, and interview pitch. If you've already seen the rest, now you'll see the best. Oh, Tina says keychains. Martha says calendar. Lonnie says, I love the way you bring it with the high vibe and rhyme. Lonnie, I thank you too. Keep coming back. And then we have Tina, planners, journals. Uh-oh. And then Jack Beard said, do you, I need a website and examples of my speaking before I try to start getting speaking engagements? The truth is, Jack, I was speaking before websites were even in fashion. Sometimes what you'll find is if you go against the grain, you can still make it. Remember, I started pitching before I even knew what pitching was, and I got on national television. Got on national television without a website, created something that was so very janky for back in the day. Even today, you'd be surprised. Most people don't go to my website. They come to LinkedIn and they book me, and I think that's so interesting. People aren't even at my website. Maybe some people go to my YouTube. So if you don't already have it or you don't have the funds, don't let that stop you from your destiny. Sometimes what you have to do is get more creative. And so what I mean to you, and I know Kelly Charles Collins, Ladies Who Leverage, will understand that, you know, you don't have to do what everybody else is doing because they're spending too much time on things that don't make money. So what you'll do is you focus on one thing, you keep focusing on that till you get that to work, and then you keep moving. I didn't have everything when I got started, but that didn't stop me from starting. So the journey of 1,000 steps begins with the first one. If you don't have $50 million to get things done, you start where you are, you get creative, you utilize your network, and you keep it moving. Don't let the lack of finances stop you from the vision that God gave you, okay? I love, love, love you all. Let me see. Planner and merch. Thank you all. Love you. Mwah. Don't forget to like, comment, and don't forget to like, comment, and share this with others. Do know that I also have Pitch Please, which is my newsletter that comes out once or twice a month. So you can look for that under Pitch Please. And just know, I love you all. Let's kick ass this week. I'm 42. Let's go.